WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Okay, you're in the voting booth. You've marked your choice for president, but you're not done yet because then you see a long list of names running for judge. You don't recognize any of the names. So what do? Guess? Or maybe you skip that section altogether. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. So long story short, don't skip the judges part of your ballot. Turns out judges actually have a pretty direct impact on your life, from contesting a speeding ticket to marriage and custody issues. But if the idea of researching dozens of judges is daunting, don't despair. Injustice Watch and the Illinois State Bar Association have already done that for you. To learn more, we were joined in the studio by Alejandra Cancino, senior reporter at Injustice Watch, which has put out a judicial guide for voters in Cook County, and Sonny Williams, president of the Illinois State Bar Association, which has evaluated appellate and Supreme Court judges in all counties in the state. I began with the why. Why are judges important? And what aspect of our lives do they actually touch? Here's Alejandra.
Every aspect of our lives. I mean, if you think about getting a divorce, you likely will be making your case against the judge.
Yes.
If you have a traffic ticket, if you're fighting for custody, if you're saying that someone didn't pay you and you're trying to enforce a contract, if you're getting evicted, if you're being foreclosed on, all of those decisions go before a judge.
Our day-to-day lives. Yeah, the Injustice Watch guide states that they can, quote, take or restore someone's freedom, enforce or overturn state laws, and perpetuate or correct injustices. I want you to just pick up on that last part there. How do they perpetuate or correct injustices?
So what usually comes to mind for most people is the criminal justice system, right? And so, think about like high profile cases or times in which, people have been exonerated for having been sent to prison from crimes that they didn't commit, right? And a lot of the times those decisions, the decisions of sending a person to prison for a crime that the person didn't commit rested with a judge.
Yeah.
And so the biases that the judges have could perpetuate inequality, could perpetuate the historic injustice that has predominantly been part of the criminal justice system.
Yeah. Well, Sonny, appellate judges, circuit court judges, what do?
So for the circuit court judges, they're the trial judges. So basically, if you're in Cook County, DuPage, or Will County, the first judge you're going to see when you go to the courthouse are the circuit judges. So these circuit judges are elected by voters, and after they're elected, they come up for retention every 6 years. There are associate judges who are elected by the circuit judges. So it sounds kind of confusing. You go to the courthouse, and when you go to the courtroom, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between an associate or circuit judges. You kind of have to just remember the circuit judges are voter elected. The associate judges are elected by the circuit judges.
Glad you mentioned that. Why do we vote on judges in the first place, Alejandra?
I mean, this is the great thing about our democracy, right? Like we get to elect who is going to, at the end of the day, have a decision over our daily lives and all the things that we mentioned up at the beginning.
Right.
This is part part of why we think the judicial election guide is so important, because when you're electing somebody, you want to make sure that you have as much information as possible before you to make that decision. And so in this case, like the judicial election guide, for instance, focuses on the judges that are being retained. There is a number of judges who are being elected for the first time, but the guide in itself this fall focuses on the judges who are being retained, right? And those are the judges who you're going to see a yes or no in the ballot for. And it's, you know, the guide is a nonpartisan guide. So we're just most offering all the information that you have. I like to tell people, like, we're Googling things for you so you don't have to.
I mean, and I appreciate it. So you just mentioned that focus then instead talk about the retaining judges in your guide this year. It's a major difference between that fall judicial guide and the one released in the spring before the primary. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So in the spring, our guide focuses on the people who are running in the primary. Those are contested races. So the majority of the judges who are elected in Cook County are Democrats, and they're going to the primary, the Democratic primary, and are going for the first time trying to get the approval of the Cook County Democratic Party. And so the guide then talks about all of the candidates who are running for that one spot. Now, when you see your ballot, you're going to see only one name. The people who won the primary are the ones who are going to be in the ballot today. There's still five contested races where you have like a five Republicans essentially running. Mm-hmm. But the majority are Democrats.
Now, Sunny, at the Illinois State Bar Association, you kind of do the opposite, right? You only, in your guide, do evaluations for appellate and Supreme Court judges. Why that choice?
Well, that's for outside of Cook County. So for outside Cook County, there are like 24 judicial circuits. So it's hard to get someone to sit in on all those interviews, go through the questionnaire, and then give them a recommended, not recommended, or highly recommended recommendation. Mm. So outside of Cook, we utilize what's called the judicial advisory polls, where it goes out by, you know, e-ballots to Illinois State Bar members in that circuit that the judge is running, or the appellate district that the appellate judge or candidate is running, and they return those ballots. Not all of it's returned, but, you know, you could have 250 e-ballots go out there, and there may be only 80 returned for one candidate, 40 for another, or 100. So it's sort of all, you know, it depends on whether or not the Illinois State Bar members know that candidate.
Yeah.
There are opportunities for someone who is not an Illinois State Bar member, who's an attorney, to request a paper, request a ballot. We send it all email, but they could do that. They may not be practicing in that area or that circuit, but they may know the candidate. Now, for Cook County, they do the evaluations for the circuit judges who are being retained, appellate and Supreme Court candidates.
Right. And what would you say is the overall goal here of the Illinois State Bar Association in making these guides?
Well, we want to inform the voters. You know, they may not know the judge. They may not have friends who, you know, practice in front of the judge, or they may, you know, they may just go in there. And it's a guide in a way, but, you know, you kind of have to know how that recommendation, not recommendation, was reached.
Because,
you know, people think, oh, you know, this person was not retained. You kind of have to look, or not recommend it for retention. You have to look at all the questions that are being asked. So it's, you know, do your homework, you know, find out. But if you do know an attorney, ask that attorney. It's always good to ask a person who's directly involved and get their honest and candid opinion, because these e-ballots for judicial advisory polls, you don't know whether or not the person who's returning the ballot is really truly knows that candidate. So it's always good to have direct information. And a lot of these judges who are up for retention, especially in Cook County, you could go to the courtroom, observe the judge, how their demeanor is, how they treat someone who is not, you know, self-represented litigant. So, you know, if you have the opportunity and the time, go and see that judge.
The Bar Association also convenes committees which interview attorneys who have worked with the judges. So I understand they also review their resumes?
Well, there is a questionnaire that is that goes out to, and this is only for the appellate candidates and the Supreme Court candidates. There are 40 judicial questionnaires that go out to the candidates. They complete that, you know, with their legal experience, who they have litigated against, who's been on their, on the same side, who their colleagues are. They also include a list of references that the, you know, what we call the investigators, these attorneys who volunteer their time.
Right.
They will call those attorneys who are in the reference list, and they will also call attorneys who are off the list. So they figure out, like, call around and say, do you know this judicial candidate or do you know this judge? And, you know, they don't necessarily interview them, but they give them a call and say, are you willing to, you know, talk to me about this candidate? And none of the interviewees, their identification is revealed in any of the reports because
right.
we want to make sure that is, you know, confidential.
Alejandra, explain the process at Injustice Watch for making the judicial guide. Like, who do you interview?
Yeah, so we use the power of the investigative reporting tools essentially to be able to compile our guide. And I just want to highlight that the main difference between the bar recommendations and the guide is that the recommendations is actually having, you know, they actually do a recommended or not recommended. We don't do that, right?
Okay.
Our guide doesn't tell you who to vote for, who not to vote for. We simply giving you all the information. So we include
that's
the
bar. That's an important note, yeah.
Right. We include the bar association's ratings in the guide in case of that is something that is important to the voter to make their decision, but we're not telling you how to use it. We're just giving you the information.
Right.
And so in our, you know, investigative tools, if you will, what we use is some of the same things that you have heard, right? Like we interview people. We interview attorneys who have practiced before the judges. We interview, in some cases, we interview people who used to work with them if they used to be attorneys before, and the majority of them were. We sit in their courtrooms and observe as well. We talk to people who are familiar with the process. So mm-hmm. if you're going, you know, most people are familiar again with the criminal justice system, but maybe you're one of the judges that was assigned to me was hearing civil orders of protection, and I was not familiar with civil orders of protection. So I talked to people who were really familiar with that process
mm-hmm.
because at one time, you know, the first time that you're in there, you're not really understanding what's happening. So you want to talk to enough people who can help you understand what is going on.
Right.
And then we get tips as well, right? And we follow through on those tips to understand. We also use property records.
Yeah, that's the question I was just about to ask you. You're looking at judges' property records.
We do. We look at judges' property records. Like this time around, you know, we do the guide, of course, and if anything rises to the level of us having, it's a lot more nuanced to put in the guides and we need to do a standalone story, then we will write a story so that the readers will have like the full perspective. And in this case, we found two judges who were filing homestead exemptions in Will County. So judges are required to live in Cook County. And when you file a homestead extension, it's essentially like a tax break for saying that you are actually living in that home.
Right.
It led us to believe that these two judges are perhaps living outside of Cook County, which is not what the law is requiring.
So, Alejandra, the Injustice Watch Judicial Guide includes ratings from the Bar Association. Quickly, how do you recommend a voter use the information in tandem?
Yeah, I mean, we want them to try to, you know, one of the things I think about, people often ask me, well, are the judges, do they agree with the things that I agree with? Do they disagree with the things that I disagree with? When one of the ways in which you can use the information is trying to suss out whether they agree or disagree with your belief system and if that is important to you, right? Like oftentimes the information that we're giving you includes information about decisions that they've made
yeah.
or whether or not they're being reversed by the appellate court. And then, you know, maybe
then you use your judgment based off that.
And you right. And every voter uses their judgment based on that.
Right. Where can people find these guides?
We're actually getting ready to distribute the paper guide all over the city tomorrow, today and tomorrow. But you can also find it at injusticewatch.org/judges.
And Sunny, how can voters in Collar counties find your guides?
So they could go to our website, isba.org. And when you go on that site, just click on the public tab and it will have, you scroll down, it will say judicial evaluations. And it will, you know, you have access to the ratings, you know, whether or not they're recommended or not recommended
right.
from the judicial advisory poll for all the counties. And then you could also look at the, for the appellate and Supreme Court candidates.
Right.
They're, you know, the more in-depth, you know.
It's all there.
Yep, it's all there.
That's Alejandra Cancino, senior reporter at Injustice Watch, and Sunny Williams, president of the Illinois State Bar Association. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Linnea and Ari Mejia. Reset brings context to breaking news. If you're interested in hearing more, you can check out our entire catalog of interviews at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely